This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So what's it like to get a friend request from God on Facebook? Well, I guess it goes a little something like this.
In a Facebook friends forever, if it's God who friended you, and he'll give you cool last missions and good deeds you gotta do. When you know it's God, you're stoked. You will want his holy poke. You can watch it Sunday nights on CBS.
We watch God Friendin' Me, and we're going to talk about it today on Good Christian Fun.
Hey.
Yep.
Hey.
No, I'm a virgin.
Stupid.
Welcome to Good Christian Fun. I'm Kevin.
I'm Caroline.
And we're here to have some good Christian fun.
That's right.
And that theme song is an invitation to
leave.
To get leave and not listen anymore.
Pound sand.
An unlistenable theme song for a mostly unlistenable podcast.
It's like a doormat that says, go away.
Go away. Your instincts are correct. Good Christian Fun is the podcast where we make people watch and listen to stuff that maybe wouldn't be their first choice.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not their last choice, but is
a choice.
The godliest choice.
A choice. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Good Christian Fun. We talk about Christian pop culture, Christian movies, music, entertainment, and also entertainment that intersects with Christianity.
Yes.
So not necessarily just the FUBU stuff, but also the FUBO
for
us by others.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Because I don't know if these people are Christians or not. Who?
Or the pha, for all.
How you doing? You good?
I'm good. I'm feeling a little nauseous for some reason. I don't know what it is. I think it might be the candle or something, but...
Do you want to plug that candle company real quick? What a great plug.
That can't be it, because I've smelled that candle before and it's great.
This is the Rebuke Me Daddy candle.
I do like it. It's a good fall candle.
Mm.
I don't know. So I'm sucking this faux loquat down, hoping that helps out. How are you doing?
I got a nut in my throat.
Ew.
Or like nut shards or something. If you don't chew it enough.
Yeah, take a drink of water.
I will. When we can stop talking. Which is never. This podcast will go on
you
forever.
Can't. Or then you start to feel like, what am I?
If I keep talking, then you guys have to
can't
still be friends
myself.
With me.
You can't go.
I have to book guests because they're my friends.
I've employed that tactic on you. Like, if I keep talking, Kevin can't go.
That can't be true.
Yeah, that's true.
But I
stopped doing that.
Well, I'll be wary of that now. Oh my gosh, you've done that to me?
I think I've done
tactics
here and there.
Tactics?
Like, oh, I'll put another snack out. Oh, what if we turn this show on?
I feel a little manipulated right now.
It is manipulative.
I don't mind it.
But it's like, oh, but you get the snacky out of it.
Communicate care.
Yeah.
And speaking of communicating care, our topic for today is God Friended Me.
Yes, this was a hot one. We got many requests to do this show when all the posters went out.
When
and I was
this
like,
show
yeah, I'm on board.
Premiered. It was, I mean, it lit up our mentions the same way. I would say akin to the way the trap remix of the VeggieTales theme did.
Yeah, there's maybe every once in a while less. Kind of a flashpoint. Yeah, and that VeggieTales one was one, and then this. And it was annoying, but also like, please don't ever stop, guys. Like, it's
don't
okay.
Don't ever stop.
Let me know.
I mean, it might be annoying in the moment, but in retrospect, it's kind of nice because like, people still care.
Yeah.
Again, they're communicating care. It might be a manipulation.
Exactly.
But
I want it.
But we want to be manipulated.
Yeah,
sometimes.
So I'm excited we finally got to watch this and talk about it.
Finally. There's as of recording this, there's a few episodes out. Mm-hmm. And
you can watch the first three on the CBS app.
Yeah, the CBS website. All Access app, which I gave our guests access to. I think they also put it on YouTube for free. Just
really?
The pilot. Yeah,
oh, weird.
Shows do that sometimes. But praise the Lord, they did pick it up for a full season, along with Magnum P.I.,
God's friending all of us. It's great.
Oh, let's introduce our very, very kind and special guest, ladies and gentlemen. He is a writer, a comedian, and you can catch his work on The Rise of TMNT, right? Ladies and gentlemen, get up for Josh Brown!
Hello!
Yay, welcome!
I told Josh to correct me if I got the name of his TV show wrong.
Did he get it right?
It's technically true.
Is it? Oh, it is.
Rise of the TMNT, which is short for the Teenage Mutant Turtles.
So, cowabunga, man.
Hey, to all you right. both.
Which Yay. Turtle are you?
Oh, yeah. Which turtle are you?
Maybe, well, we all have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
oh,
yes.
Oh, I got mine locked and loaded.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Donnie does machines.
Okay, Donatello.
You know? Oh, so you kind of identify with like the blue collar, like working man's
yeah,
turtle.
Yeah, like the kind of like if there was an oil rigger turtle, yeah. That would be me.
He is kind of the machine guy.
Did you watch?
Nice. I saw the one that came out like, I don't know, it must have been like 8 years ago.
The
movie? Yeah, I saw that.
I saw the movie too.
Yeah, I don't know.
But just
why.
That.
Yeah, because I don't have like a relationship with it otherwise, no offense.
Same.
I just had never watched it or anything.
Hey, Josh
Wait,
didn't
what's your
it.
Turtle?
It's okay. Dana Carvey and Master of Disguise. Josh, thank you so much for
that. You can ask me my
copyist copy.
Wait, I did ask yours. What's yours?
Franklin.
We suck.
Yeah.
He said we all have to do it, and we gave bullshit answers.
Yeah, we did.
Again, an invitation to leave.
To leave.
Josh, thanks so much for doing the show.
Oh, happy
today.
To be here.
Thank you.
We're happy to have you. Josh, what's your background with faith, Christianity, religion,
yeah,
things
did
of
you
that
grow up
nature.
Going to church or anything?
Yeah, Catholic church.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
How many Catholics you have?
A good amount. A good
we
amount.
We haven't kept count, but if you're looking to tip the scales, you might have tonight.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, a handful of like lapsed Catholics, but not very many like practicing Catholics currently.
Oh, well, the lapsed Catholicism will continue.
You're going to put another tally in that column.
Yeah.
would you mind telling us a little bit about that story with you?
Yeah, yeah. Catholicism specifically had a huge influence in my adolescence and has an influence on me today.
Yeah.
So?
Well, I went to Catholic school.
Oh, wow.
For several years in elementary school. My dad is very Catholic. My mother is a not that religious Jewish person.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so this was kind of dad's influence.
Yeah,
in
he kind of got full, you know.
What's it called? Custody
say,
of,
yeah.
your spiel, of
religious
your soul.
Rights.
Yeah. Yeah, God friended dad, and dad friended me.
And that's how it works. That's the patriarchy
no
in a nutshell.
No one friended mom.
And no one friended mom.
No one friended mom.
Damn.
Isn't that most churches, no one friended mom?
Man, on some level.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's still someone who goes, I think, every Sunday
oh, wow.
to church.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and...
Because if you really want to, there's like two services you can go to a week. Is that right? Like there's a nighttime one, and then there's...
I think if you like wanted Sunday to, one. You could go to church every night of the week. Like I, that's a like.
Like there's some option there.
Yeah, I think the you're. I mean, it's probably the same for you know. When
yeah,
your
like there's some activity
uh-huh. that you're trying to get one in a week.
Yeah,
that's
oh, yeah.
the big.
Minimum.
That's the big kind of you know like checklist.
I remember at one of the churches I went to when I was a kid, they had two services, and one was the traditional music, so it'd be like hymns
oh, yes.
and very old songs and stuff just played on piano, organ, and something. And then it would be the contemporary service where they'd mix it up
yeah.
with all the rock
so,
and
like,
roll Jesus.
It was like a service for the nerds and then the service for the people that want to rock out. out.
A service for the nerds and the service for the dorks is more the dichotomy. Yeah,
wow, and which one was your service of choice?
Well, I remember going to the traditional one with my grandfather once.
Sorry, then, I keep rubbing the mic. I reach for my
refresher. What do you think that is?
Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, we went to the traditional one, too. That was like always hymns. I think my mom liked the hymns.
What do you guys sing in Catholic church?
The hits.
All the greatest hits.
Yeah, yeah. You know.
But your hits are not quite the same as Protestant hits.
Yeah, I mean...
You're not doing Our God is an Awesome God.
No, Catholics really like just like extended... vowel sounds.
Yeah, like kind of a chanting.
Yeah, it's chanty.
E-O-E-O. Wait, is that Catholics? O-E-O.
O-E-O.
Wow. Ooh. Looking back on it, Wizard of Oz was the most
spiritual
Catholic movie ever made.
Right? We would go in our little vests.
Gracious.
Yeah. I'm sorry. So your dad was kind of like took the lead a little bit. Was your mom, and your mom was maybe just like not, she's like, I don't really need to do
Catholic that. We talk about how we celebrated something called Pseudonica growing up, which was Pseudo Hanukkah. Because we would only celebrate it like some of the nights.
And not eight. Not all eight.
Not all eight. And at one point we lost the menorah, never found it again.
Oh no.
And so
what
it became
a metaphor.
Yeah, that
just,
can't be good.
Yeah, actually. And it became just like whatever candles we had around. Which became more and more like a random and assorted. As the years went by, and so, that is a good picture for how Jewish I am. You know, just like a bunch of different candles on some of the nights of Hanukkah.
Yeah, kind of a makeshift operation of grabbing
real
whatever's
DIY.
Nearest.
Well, I've got
it's
three candles, so I guess it's a three-night year.
Right? Guys, sorry, I didn't make it to Walgreens.
But technically, technically you are Jewish more than you are Catholic, right?
Well,
because like it comes down through the mother's line.
Yeah, but... She's technically then not because she practices because her dad's Jewish.
Oh, okay, okay.
So
frauds.
It's like a photocopy of a photocopy.
Yeah.
So did you like going to mass and everything growing up?
No. I mean,
or
I found it,
too? Yeah.
You know, very boring for the most part. I remember having to kneel a lot and being like,
ouch.
Oh, my knees hurt, you know, or...
That was fair observation.
Yeah.
I mean, an hour is so long to you when you're a child.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Especially when it's sitting.
True. Yeah. That is true. I remember just like lying down in a pew during the sermon because it was like a full 25 minutes or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Could you get away with that? I mean, would anybody like tap you on the shoulder?
Yeah.
You...
I think my parents were just happy I was just alive in there.
Were you a high energy kid? This is kind of a tangent.
I don't recall.
Okay. I'll ask your mother.
It feels like
that sounds like
shame
a threat.
There.
I don't recall. It's just like a Vietnam flashback in my head.
You're
I don't
sweating
remember.
A lot. You're
I
sweating
don't
a
remember.
Lot. Right now, Kevin.
I can't
you're
remember the bad
punch.
Things. That's how crazy I was.
He still got Hawaiian punch in your face.
So was that your primary concept of God? Is kind of boring and arch.
Well, I mean, just to speak very candidly, I mean, very scary, too. Mm. I mean, the concept of hell was very terrifying to me. I mean, I think Catholicism, more so than other sects of Christianity, tries to equally hit on the, like, scary, wrathful Old Testament God and the, like, loving redemption, like, you know, New Testament God in this very sort of, like, good cop, bad cop, like... dynamic.
That's a good point, yeah, but like in one person.
Has that sketch been written yet, by the way? Like,
God,
like a
like
Christian's being
around.
Interrogated, and Old Testament God's like, where is he? And slamming his head on the table.
Jesus
and then
is
Jesus
like,
is like,
hey,
we can help each other out, man.
But that's not, like, when I think of my memories of Catholicism, it's like, you're so loved. Also, you know, one time God did do a Noah's Ark, so just...
Just
you know,
like, don't forget. It is, I know, and I feel
Noah's
like it's something like recently in my own faith that I'm like, oh, I don't like that so much. And that's like a very weird thing to keep in your mind. And that's like an abusive relationship, you know, where it's like,
the hot
they
and cold.
Love me. Yeah. But like if I did something wrong, like they would send me to torture forever. That's not. That doesn't make no sense.
Yeah, and the thing of like,
it's not good.
You do anything bad. It's you tell a priest behind a thing. It's fine. But like if on the way to do that, you get hit by a car,
Yeah. Ooh, I know, like so many technicalities. That's not good for your brain.
That's something I remember being shared by friends of mine in high school who were Church of Christ, too. Mm. The idea of like, it wasn't specifically with the priest, but just the idea of if sin was unrepented for before death, there might be a problem on the way up.
I've read things, too, with some people with that kind of environment, like they develop an OCD where they're like constantly confessing sins inside. Just be like, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. Like obsessively, just in case, because...
I mean, I get it.
They're afraid. Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense.
Oh, it's like a Game of Thrones episode.
Yeah. And the weird thing with like Protestant Christianity, too, is it's like, it isn't about what you do. Like, you know, your sin is covered, but only if you're saved. And also, but there's one sin where, like, if you are saved, you could still go to hell. So just keep that in mind.
Wait, which was that?
Blaspheming the Holy Spirit?
Yeah.
It's very amorphous, very difficult
to know. That's the don't push that button of the sin
world. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I understand what you're saying, too, of just like, God is difficult to understand sometimes, and there's like two opposing forces in there.
Yeah, and I have to say, like, when I've encountered other sort of lapsed Catholics, you know, in my adulthood, like, and they're very like easily guilty people. Like, it's noticed. Like, I've like pointed at people, like, as they're like apologizing to a waiter. Like,
that's so funny.
Did you grow up Catholic? And they're like, how'd you know?
You got
like,
Catholic dar?
I kind of do.
Cath dar?
It's like, it's a very specific Cath dar group of people who are like very like afraid of stepping on toes. I mean, it's part of that faith, you know, this sort of like.
Do you have that for Protestants as well? Could you spot me a mile away when we first met?
No, I do think it's like a specific...
That's funny.
...Catholic thing. I think it's sort of, I mean, you know, Judaism, they hit on the like Jewish guilt thing a lot, but mm-hmm. I think that there's, the Catholics have like shame locked down.
Yeah.
They're big into shame.
Yeah.
Jews are into guilt, Catholics are into shame.
Yeah, like confession is a very Catholic idea in my head. You know, like if you did something bad, you know, come on a quiet Saturday afternoon and like sit... And kneel.
And have someone like confirm, like, yeah, that was bad.
That was bad.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, you thought that was bad because that was bad.
Which is like a kind of a virtue, you know, on some level it can go far, but it is good to be like, you know what? I can own that I did something bad today.
Yeah.
I can improve and like have the accountability or like repair the wrongs I've made is a good idea.
But. Yeah, no, and I often, like those people who are, I'm saying like very extra nice to waiters or whatever, that manifests as a good quality.
Exactly. Yeah. Extra
nice to waiters. Well, it's that kind of thing of like, oh, I'm so sorry. But like, this water is
there's spit in it. There's and I'm a lot very of spit sorry. In it.
And I wasn't going to say anything, but it's for my mom.
I don't.
It's for my mom.
Not too much of a tangent, but I also wonder if that's something shared more by our generation than the generation before us, because I find going out with older people, like my parents, like the older they get, the more nervous I get about going to a restaurant or somewhere where there's like wait staff, because the chances of them being accidentally rude could be high. I just feel like we're more apologetic by nature, even if it's like, oh, I found a thumb in my chili. It's like,
I think that's
excuse
an age
me, sir.
Thing too, because I read about people just being like, you know, once I'm 40, like I don't apologize as much as I did, or I'm not as worried about like offending people. Mm-hmm. Like I think as we grew up, we'll just get asshole-y.
Once we all turn 40, we'll be the people who are like,
like, take this pasta back. I hate it.
Yeah, that's what that movie was about. This is 40. It's just being mean at waiters.
Hey, come here.
So when do you feel like you might have stopped believing, if you did? Did you? Question.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I did. And I think it probably like happened very gradually and was like a very upsetting concept to me, you know, growing up, because I was in Catholic school until I was in second grade, or I was through second grade.
Okay, yeah.
And then the rest of the time, secular city.
Sex city.
Yeah. Secular in the city. And, you know, like it dawns on you very slowly that like, you're like talking to your friends about Pokemon and chastity. And they're like, no, let's just talk about Pokemon. And you're like, wait.
One of these things is not like the others.
Like, I'm not really into chastity. You're like, wait, what do you believe?
Like, we don't talk about chastity so much.
You were really into virtue back then.
Well, again, like there was like a checklist of things that if you did, you would go to hell. And those were like big on my mind all the time.
Sure.
As a child. Like, oh, if I lie to my dad, like,
things are going to go badly for me. Yeah.
Or, I mean, I had to do my, first confession is like a really intense thing in Catholic school, mm-hmm.
where it's
the
like?
First time
you
like are given, in my mind, it's like, it was like at least a week to prepare, where it's like, I want you to really think of, because you haven't confessed yet.
And how old are you at this point?
I was 7 or something. Yeah. And they're like, and we're going to get you some time in.
So you've done some shit at this point, right? Like when you're 7.
It's kind of like a band's first album. They've been writing it all their lives.
Right. Yeah, so my second confession was a real sophomore slump.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, because I phoned it in and I remember that.
Like, oh, really? And you kind of, do you feel bad about it too? Just like, oh, I should have.
Yeah, because I was like, I know, I like, you know, like I fight with my sisters or whatever. But all I said, I remember all I said was like, you know, sometimes I'm mean to my sister. And I can't think specifically now, but I knew I was just like tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
But I was.
You like, were holding back.
Yeah, that I'm sure. Like, I would steal fruit roll ups sometimes. Like,
you didn't tell them that.
You know, after dessert time, after I'd brush my teeth. Yeah, which, you know, that's got to be a sin. You know,
priest can smell the fruit roll up through the.
As a kid, toothbrushing fraud, I remember being a big sin in our household. Did you brush your teeth?
Bath fraud.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Did you wash your hands? Yep.
Sure.
Always.
Yeah, sinning all over the place. But all I could say was like, yeah, I was mean to my sister one time.
Mm-hmm. One time I was mean.
No, so I botched darker stuff. Confession, like big time. It was a bad confession.
Did you ever enjoy going to confession? Like, did it ever feel cathartic?
I never went after that.
Oh my God.
I've only been
one and done. Go out on top.
You know, now if I went, I'd have to say like, oh, it's been, you know, like 2 decades.
How
since
long
my
you
last
got?
Confession. Yeah.
He's like, I remember you. You were the monster that followed
his
sister once.
Yeah, did you ever make it right with your sister?
The fruit roll up bandit. The clergy was talking all about you for decades.
We've been waiting for you.
There's like a spotlight dedicated to your theft of fruit roll-ups. We've uncovered a scandal.
That's the big scandal. If you've ever heard of a big scandal in the Catholic Church, that's
the one.
Yeah,
that's primarily the one.
There's been rumors.
Interesting
years.
News about the like the government is getting involved in those investigations now.
Oh,
with
really?
The church in Pennsylvania. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Which is kind of new.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah. I guess we can trust the government to do a good job.
Oh, thanks, Nanny.
Thanks,
State.
Obama. Thank you, Obama.
Wait, so the policy for the last whatever several thousand years,
mm-hmm.
was just like, you know, I've heard some bad stuff, but they're going to figure it out.
Yeah, I guess maybe at a federal level. I'm not sure. I'm very dumb
about
the
history.
Well,
I think it's more like, oh, if they committed a crime, like that's the local police department's problem, mm-hmm. but like a cultural thing among a church, you know.
Yeah.
But maybe now they're like, oh, it's just a lot of crime. So we just got to go in there and deal with all of it. Yeah.
So where are you at with it now?
Catholicism.
Or just like faith. It doesn't have to be Catholic. It can be whatever your idea of like God is or the meaning of life, things of that nature.
Yeah. What another slight tangent. The closest to like in more recent history was just to sort of give you a sense of my family.
Mm-hmm.
There was a point where I was like dating a Catholic person. Uh-huh. And I had never had so many grandma points.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Did you cash them in?
I really, like, it was the type of thing where my, like, aunts and uncles were like, you're doing a good thing.
You know,
like,
how would that manifest so itself?
Just like,
the grandma points. Would she just be like, I'm proud of you, Josh?
You know, that so-and-so was just so wonderful.
A lot of praise.
Yeah, there's a lot of, like, Catholic pride, right?
Yeah. And you really avoid the scorn that's really easily given out. You know, the like, he's dating this girl who's
and he stopped going to
a secular girl.
I mean, years before, but still, like, she's not helping.
Right.
That's funny.
So that's the sort of, my dad was one of 7.
Wow.
From Irish
big
Catholic. But now, I haven't gone to church since last Christmas. Now I'm like a, you know, Christmas Christian or whatever with the family.
What are those called? Priester Christians?
Priesters, Christmas and Easter.
Yeah.
Who I always look down on and I've become one. You know?
Hey, welcome.
You know what I mean? Like, you guys don't go here. Never seen any.
Do you still like embrace any idea of God at all? Or is it kind of like, thinking about it?
I have to say I don't.
Yeah.
You know, which is just sort of how the world has presented itself to me.
Yeah. That's interesting.
That's one of the Dawkins questions. I mean, Dawkins is kind of a jerk, but if you had to ask God, if you could ask God one question, what would it be? And his question was, why did you go to such great lengths to hide yourself from me?
Ooh.
Or something to that effect.
That is a good question.
And it is something where I think about that line in Jesus Christ Superstar all the time when Judas is singing the title song. And he's like, why'd you come in this time when, you know, we didn't have any mass communication? Why was it this way? This seems way too complicated.
Yeah, and we've always, like, just gone the other way of, like, praising it. We're like, oh, it's just the time that we needed and mm-hmm. whatever. But it's kind of like, no, it was kind of a bad time.
Why would you present yourself before you could friend people?
Hey!
I know. Well,
I'm a new master guest of segues. Well, thank you, Josh, for sharing your story. Yeah, that was really interesting.
Happy to do so. Mm-hmm.
Let's dive in. Come on, let's go. God friended me.
God friended me. Ooh. Is a good title.
God friended all of us. Now,
yo, Eric from Sears.
Yo. Now, should I, just for a little bit of context, maybe play the trailer for the show?
Yes.
Please.
So this is, and it's a little lengthy, so we won't play the whole thing, but this is the show on CBS about God talking to a reluctant prophet type. And this person and protagonist goes on to do a lot of good deeds.
This fall, there's only one true original new series, Joan of Arcadia.
Ooh, heaven.
You what?
It's a brilliantly written and acted show that's compelling and different.
I won't look like this the next time.
Why do you have to keep questioning me? Most people be on their best behavior.
Whatever.
Joan of Arcadia, premiering CBS Friday, September 26th.
A powerful trailer.
I never watched that show.
One of the only ones cool. I could find. It was on for 2 seasons, starring Amber Tamblyn.
Yeah, Amber Tamblyn.
The daughter of Russ Tamblyn, which I did not put together until looking up that stuff. Riff.
Riff, yeah, from West Side Story.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa, wait, I didn't know that.
Good looking man. Also,
Riff's daughter
is Joan. Yeah, a snack for the ages. Yeah, a snack for the ages. I mean, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Riff. It's just a snack bar.
He do little flips and stuff. He's cute.
But this premise is so shockingly similar, it feels like, to Joan of Arcadia. That was a TV show, and I never watched it. It was on for 2 seasons. It was a show in which she prayed to God, I'll do anything if you save my brother from this car crash that he was in. Uh-huh. And God does, but then God keeps popping up and asking her to do stuff. But he takes the form of all these different characters and
that's
people.
That's kind
of neat. I remember thinking that aspect was really cool.
That is neat, yeah.
I mean, the whole thing, I think, is the what if God was one of us.
And that was the theme song.
Right?
It was the
and
theme
like,
song by Joan Osborne.
Yeah, but it's literally God, too. Like, it's the person
it's
knows
it's literally
they are
God. Yeah. So it's kind of like a forerunner of the Shaq stuff, where it's Octavia Spencer or it's this Asian woman. Let's watch the actual, or a little bit of the actual trailer for God Friended Me.
New York City, home to 8.6 million people. Everyone's searching for meaning and answers.
There is no proof of God anywhere in the universe. We will debate that and more on today's episode
there
of
no
the
God.
Prophet. I am your host, Miles Finer, reminding you that there is no God and that is okay.
Per usual, you're misinformed.
Once again, our podcast brought to you by the lack of a God.
My father's a reverend. We got the whole Luke Vader dynamic going on.
I thought I had it all figured out. But then something happened and it changed my life forever.
I got a friend request from God. What?
What? Decline.
He gets another one. He looks up. The cloud in the profile picture is the same cloud he sees
it's
in the
like
sky.
It's like a small cloud.
Holy.
Hey, damn kids! You come around here again! I'll call the police!
I'm not kidding. This trailer is 6.5 minutes long.
Is it really?
Yeah, I won't play all of it.
That's like the whole episode.
Yeah. God friended me. God friended me. Okay. God friended me.
Well, I'm glad I didn't watch this first. It gives away a
it
lot of
it gives away everything.
A lot of
okay,
interest.
So he saves the guy from the subway.
It's like watching a short film. I mean.
Let me get this straight. You're being catfished by someone calling themselves God on Facebook.
Yes, and I need your hacker skills to give me their IP address.
Keep your voice. How many times I gotta tell you I'm not a hacker, okay? I'm a video game enthusiast.
Okay, what do you know?
My only lead,
Cara Bloom. She writes for Catapult.
Cute and accomplished.
This isn't Tinder, Rakesh.
You mean Bumble, bro. Nobody uses Tinder anymore.
I'm gonna go
also,
down there.
Also, nobody uses Facebook anymore.
Anyway, back to Facebook stuff.
Excuse me?
I just really want to know who's behind the God account.
Look, I don't know what you're on, but I carry mace.
Be glad you didn't grow up with social media.
Uh-huh.
Listen, I don't know anything about the God account.
It doesn't make any sense. Why would they send me your name?
this. You want to figure out who's screwing with you? I'm a journalist. I know how to find people.
With a leap of faith.
You can't have one foot in the eternal plane.
I have to fast forward some more.
It's every scene.
Yeah, it's like it's a condensed version of every scene.
Miles, wait.
This is like a little podcast of
yours. You think you're
this is not a trailer. This is like a sneak preview, right?
Yeah, but it's a preview. It's like once a show gets picked up, they edit the trailers
package.
For pilots are always this long. It feels like
no car accident.
Oh yeah, we get the reason.
Mommy.
Kara.
Hi, Mom.
It is every scene.
I heard you're the human nurse.
This would that it was a great experience already, but this would ruin watching this episode.
Yeah,
what's left, yeah.
Yeah, that's so true.
Guess that answers that.
Shit. There's some crazy twists in this.
Guys, I get chills every time I see John Dove.
I want to get to this last drop here.
You don't think Dad is behind this, do you?
Really, Miles? He can't even use Netflix.
Miles.
Boom! That's Miles. Their big going out joke.
Everyone says Miles. Miles.
I wish we had that every time we made a good joke
maybe
on this show.
Whoa, yeah!
God friended me coming to CBS.
God friended me.
Now, when is the last time you watched any network hour-long drama on a regular basis?
Watching this, I realized it's been a long time.
It's been a long time.
To see commercials like that.
Whoa, you watched it with commercials?
Yeah, I did not get the all access.
Oh, that's my bad. Whoops, I should have given
it
to you.
Oh, no, it's okay. It was a joy to learn about Nancy, who's very against that Prop 9 housing thing going on in Los Angeles.
I kept seeing
over
those
and over.
Too.
You did that too?
Nurses.
You gotta get the elderly. Out of apartments.
At one point, she says, watch out.
It makes a bad problem worse.
Yeah.
I think the last time I regularly watched an hour long on network was Hannibal on NBC.
That's been a minute.
Which is quite a few years ago and also barely a network show. It was only technically a network. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like it's such
very
an off-brand.
Cable-y.
Yeah, it feels like an FX show way more mm-hmm. than a NBC yeah. show. But then before that, I guess I watched, you know, obviously The West Wing and Alias and stuff, but...
Oh, now we're going back like
I know, but that's how I think that's how long it's been. Because
yeah,
man.
It was interesting to like kind of dip back into this sort of show, and like it's very well packaged, it's very tidy, it's like everything's very bright.
We have to come up with
I just haven't seen that because I'm so used to like Netflix show, which is our like very dark
gritty,
and cool or gritty
dystopian.
Or just like made on the fly kind mm-hmm, of. And so mm-hmm. it was like oh yeah. And this is an hour long.
It's an hour long.
And you feel it.
Yeah, you really.
You feel
you
every
really kind of. Hour. You're like. Ooh.
And that's what's funny is it's 43 minutes.
Just check it in.
Yeah,
still
you'll keep
half way
scroll
to go.
That cursor over. You're like, wow. No, I thought we were several acts.
More story. Yeah, I know. Oh, I really thought we were at the denouement, but no.
So, God friended me. We have to come up with like a new term for a show like this, which. I guess you would just describe as a 30 Rock cutaway TV show.
New York City.
I'm a friggin' atheist, y'all. But what if God was my mom?
Thanks for the coffee. I'm an atheist.
More or less that. So
that was so funny.
It tells the story of Miles, a podcaster, an atheist
podcaster.
Which it
feels good to feel represented
do you
on
know what
TV.
Do you know what the podcast is called?
The
did
Millennial
you?
Atheist.
The Millennial Prophet.
Excuse me, yes.
Oh, God. I can't tell if this show is made by, like, very old people or young people who are, like, trying to make it understandable. Because, like, the way he deals with Facebook and, like, calling
feels
himself the
old.
Millennial prophet. Yeah, and this, and then, like, AI is in there, but they don't really understand it. And there's, like, a firewall.
Oh, there's all sorts of technology.
Oh, the God account's being protected by a firewall I've never seen before.
Don't mess with me.
I'm not messing with you, man. This
Divine.
Code is sublime.
Sublime. So funny. Like, oh, he found a firewall. And like, granted, I'm not a genius when any of this stuff. Like, I wouldn't know anymore, but goodness.
I mean, it's an oldies. It's olds for olds.
So
it's olds for olds.
Yeah. More olds by olds.
You can feel the 24-year-old writer's assistants who might get a script later in the season fighting at every inch of the screen time to like, no, this isn't quite it. Like, maybe they got the Bumble thing in. A show whose premise is predicated on it still being 2008 or 9. and yeah. our use of Facebook That's, and whatnot.
I think it's a big problem. We got to talk about it. They're all on Facebook all the time, and it's just like no one does that, and no one likes pages. Like God likes nature. And okay,
these are millennials who like self-identify as
where, yes, who works at, like a digital magazine company and stuff. You know,
are you not on the big board? You know.
A digital magazine company that only needs stories from their writers.
What's every six weeks?
Every review I read of this show, like all of those writers who I'm sure are like freelance or work, were like, I cannot believe 6 weeks she gets to go and not get fired.
If your ass doesn't have a story every like 6 hours at like one of those BuzzFeed websites, you're done.
Yeah.
You're out.
That was very funny.
They're going to pivot to video and fire your ass.
I'm curious if we get a better handle eventually on like what that site is. Like, is it a BuzzFeed or is it a
Catapult? You know, I think it's going to be a
line from House of Cards.
Totally. It's going to be like a little hybrid of like BuzzFeed and Jezebel.
Wait, so I paused it
and looked at the headlines.
Oh, you did? What were they? I didn't read them.
Well, her top story, which was to spoil the episode a little bit, like the trailer.
Yes.
Is like, why getting hit by a car was the best thing that ever happened to me.
I 100% forgot she got hit by a car in this episode. There's so much, like so many accidents that happen to these people.
Wait, she gets hit. Wait, I mean, we should go through this in order. But
we'll just recap the show real quick. Miles is an atheist podcaster. He gets friended by God. God suggests a friend. He saves that guy who he just sees randomly on the street from him ending it all by throwing himself in front of a subway. Gets another friend suggested. It is Kara Bloom of Catapult Magazine. He's like, I don't know why, blah, 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 blah. She sees a picture of Miles's family in the hospital, and the nurse there is her mother, and Miles works to reunite her and her mother together, but it's complicated because mommy's got a new daughter. Mm-hmm. Everyone's a model in this show, by the way. The 12-year-old girl who's her new daughter is like a little model.
Oh, mom? Weird, Kevin.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's like a model.
Everyone is a 10, including her little sister. No, I'm saying, like, God.
Now we're casting. It's
to point out the little kid.
All the kids in this show are total babes.
Oh, no. No, but everyone is like pristine.
They're
and beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, and Miles's dad is a reverend, and that's important.
Oh, that is. That's
who you may know, Joe Morton, who you may know.
Who's
great? As Papa Pope.
Great.
Or Terminator 2.
And by the way, they pack in like all this exposition in like the first 2 minutes. God friends him in the first 2 minutes. So just right off the, it's a well-paced show. I've got to say that. Like, things are moving along.
It's a show that is desperate for you to not change the channel by giving you something every 10 seconds.
Basically, yeah.
Like, very Pavlovian in their responses. So yeah, Miles doesn't, but he reveals the reason Miles doesn't believe in God, much like our antagonist in God Is Not Dead, is because his mom gets cancer. His mom gets healed from cancer, but then dies in a car crash.
Listen, nothing does something to a man like a dead mommy or a dead wifey.
I mean, I get it. If my mom died, I might have some questions. Mm-hmm. I've literally thought about that scenario.
You form a podcast around it, too.
Mom's not dead. I'm trying to disprove it.
Good mom.
She is surely alive. I just sing it through tears.
Oh, no.
Good Christian mom.
Good Christian
heaven.
Mom. She really was.
My mommy will never die.
I do want to say, like, that I feel like this is a show that is crudely, like, trying to explore some very legitimate themes.
Exactly. But,
like, that's what's funny is, like, it gets it. Actually, I will play, like, just a little clip of him talking about the loss of his mother. And it's grazing up against something interesting, but then just kind of...
You asked me why I don't believe in God. When I was 8...
Backstory.
My mother was diagnosed with breast cancer.
Sad.
And the doctor said she has 6 months to live.
I love those two.
Sounds like God.
So I prayed for a miracle, and then it happened. She went to full remission. The doctors couldn't even explain it.
Oh, so what's the problem?
I don't understand. If God answered your prayers, why don't you believe?
Because on the way home from the hospital, she died in a car accident.
But then that was September 10th, 2001. She had a flight to catch.
She lived
through that. I tried to make sense of it. And the only way
she actually made it out of the building
was that there was no God. Because if there was, then the movie is cruel. And I don't want to live in a world governed by someone like that.
Before getting deployed.
She died for Bush's war.
terrible. Oh, man.
Yeah, so the thing he says at the end, like, I wouldn't want to live in a world.
Yeah, where, like, that's what God is like. Or that's, the one who yeah. runs it is like that, which is a good point.
And maybe the show will do a good job of unpacking that interesting kind of weighty idea. Maybe. Guys, it's got a full season to do it now. They got space to explore.
Seinfeld didn't figure it out right away. You know, maybe it'll be the same. With-
yeah. And that was a show about nothing. This is a show about something.
For years to come. That's the other thing. Like, how long can they do this show? Like, Facebook's going to shut down in 2 years or so. Like, what are we going
to
do?
Well, maybe it'll be like God added me to his story. You know,
God tagged me.
God
RT'd me. It should be God DM'd me. Not to quote our Ego Chris, episode two. What?
This is also how I know it's written by olds, is that he like writes on God's wall.
Yeah, like, instead of messaging him?
Yeah, you would DM God.
You would slide into God's DMs.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, for, that was funny.
He sure. writes, nice try, God.
Nice try, God. Yeah, he's messaging.
Which okay, is how I wake up every morning when I'm still alive. After God nice keeps try, my God. Life for another night.
Satan's at the foot of your bed, man.
Next time.
He's so tasty. The thing about this show is like, it could be cool, but then the other part that you're forgetting is like, if he really believes that there's someone at the other end of this computer that's like fucking with him, that's so terrifying that someone's listening to his conversations and is like shutting down his presentation. And then he's showing up at various women's places of work or homes like
or
alone.
SoulCycle. By name.
And it's just like, hey, I saw you on Facebook. I found you. Like, don't worry. And they're like, well, I just, you know what? That's fine. You know, come on over. Like, it's just, there's a lot of like fear that would be happening here that they're all just not worried
sure,
about.
Sure. And everyone's a little too cool.
Yeah. And not to get too technical. But it's still just no one trusts Facebook or any of this stuff. Like, this would
also,
be weird.
Real quick, the way that they just like name check in the same sentence, like, hey, SoulCycle is great. I got to go to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Like, I run to Trader Joe's. Sailor?
Yeah.
That is such like, you know, like millennials, they'll know. They
I know. I was like, oh, I go to Trader Joe's.
I got to go get some avocado toast. Good.
And then I got to go to a pop-up Instagram museum.
But what I do love about the show, even though it's fun to nitpick it, it does just get the podcasting industry so very right.
Yo, Eric from Sirius just emailed me.
Amazing. Who's that?
He's the guy that runs that podcast channel. I sent him my show, and apparently he dug it, and he wants me to submit a presentation by Friday to see where it's headed.
Miles, you're about to blow up.
Mm-hmm. God, what I would do to get on that Sirius channel.
Hey, this podcast, which literally anyone can listen to at any moment for free, is about to go behind a paywall that mostly only like old rich people have in their SUVs.
Exactly.
You can listen to it on that.
I totally forgot about that. Yeah, that was another one. It was like, who wrote this? Like, no, what podcaster is trying to get on the Sirius network? And yeah, that's just radio at that point, too. Yeah. Also,
but it doesn't matter because God deletes his podcast presentation.
Oh,
which is messed up.
But yeah. I do love the montage of him putting together the podcast presentation. It's just like a lot of shots of Brandon Michael Hall, who I think is like charming enough working against a rough script.
He's a great lead. Yeah. He's like
the
really
mayor
good.
All over again.
Yeah, it's the mayor. And people liked that show.
I hope it's not the mayor all over again.
Mayor 2. Mayor 2.0. But there's a lot of shots of him like typing and being pleased with himself while putting together a podcast presentation.
And then
which
I like
resonated with
when
me.
When God like hacks his computer, it's like a sermon pops up and then like an old Charlton Heston Bible movie pops mm-hmm. up oh, and everything. Yeah. And God's cheeky in this.
Oh yeah, he's a little prankster.
He is.
He's a little Ashton, yeah.
Because they're playing it that like, hey, maybe, you know, if you don't believe in God, maybe that's what's happening. You know, maybe it's just a cyber criminal.
Yeah. It truly up to this point could just be cybercrime. like a weird guy who's online too much and knows how to hack into stuff.
No, but it's like for sure God also.
Yeah, because well, they're following his location and how would he know?
He saves a guy's life.
Yeah.
He turns up his apartment's temperature to 100 degrees.
Oh yeah, that was crazy.
I feel like he would be dead.
Like God's trying to kill you also. Yes. Oh my God.
Nice try, God.
He keeps playing that song, I'm only human.
Yeah. I'm only human.
The music in this. This show also captures what I would call a podcaster's anxiety.
Matcha latte. Yeah. Hey man, I checked out your podcast, bro. It's dope. You making a living doing that?
Yeah.
Something me and Caroline have had to go through so many times. Although, Caroline, what did this remind you of?
Matcha latte.
Oh. Yeah, as soon as that song came on, I was like, of course.
So Caroline and I checked out a church, gosh, like a year ago now. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty good church. The pastor was very charismatic, like super engaging. But one of his things in the sermon that he was doing, he was talking about how like Christians are called to be salt and light in the world, blah, 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 blah. And what was weird is during the sermon, all the band left, but the drummer was still out there. And we're like, why is this drummer guy
sitting there for like 20 minutes or something? You know?
And then all of a sudden the guy goes, we're called to be different, you know, like that 2 Chainz song. You go, and it was an African American man, so don't imagine a white guy doing this. So it was kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be a whole new level.
Yeah, it'd be a whole new level. But
he was like, hit it, and the drummer like, and then he was
I'm
like,
different. Yeah, I'm different. And then he made like, everyone. And we all went, I'm different. Yeah.
And then he would stop it, and then he'd be like, we're gonna be this, we're gonna be that, we're gonna be that. Hit it.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
And it was over and over, and I was just like, okay.
But here's the thing. We remembered it.
It's so the maybe... only thing I remember.
Well, that was when we realized like the ceiling of this was maybe like third night of middle school mission trip in terms of insight. But yeah, anyway, that song reminded us
of
that.
So it was just so funny. Like all of my brain centers like lit up of like, this makes sense. This is all connecting.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
It was like Christian show.
Also CBS bringing some classic joke construction.
Because I want you to do me a favor.
Yeah, anything.
Anything?
Yeah, what's up?
I want you to come to Dad's 25th of the church this Sunday.
Anything but that.
He's right behind me, isn't he?
I know, yeah.
I want a story by the end of the week. And it goes without saying, this is one of those or else situations.
Well, she hasn't produced anything in 6 weeks.
She would be fired.
Quite a long leash.
That's
at this
an
point.
Incompetent internet writer.
And, the next scene with her, she's Googling writer's block.
She does Google writer's block.
She's also
at a
getting paid
point.
Enough to go to SoulCycle all the time, which
not cheap.
Not cheap.
Not a 24-hour fitness.
And her hair is curled after, which always bothers me on TV shows. She's like dry. Perfect makeup, hair's fine.
It does show how good Miles is, too, in this episode at just slipping in his atheism.
Have a nice day.
What, are you God?
Excuse me?
I mean, not like the God. There is no God. I just really want to know who's behind the God account.
The God account, what are you talking about?
Wow, you are a committed actor. What, did you study with Stella Adler or something?
That last reference was...
Who was that for?
Yeah, that was a different show.
Who is
Stella Adler?
Yeah, it's New York City, not Stars Hollow. Get it out of here.
She's like a famous
strange
acting
references.
Teacher.
Yeah.
Weird.
You can go to Stella Adler studio.
What even is Peyton Place?
Oh, funny.
So this is where I started to have problems with this show.
You started to have problems?
I continued.
New York City. Yeah. All right, I'm in.
City people. Of the universe.
But like totally divorced from the... premise. Mm-hmm. You know, like, what if God friended you? Okay, whatever. But then just that, like, this immediately becomes a crisis in his life, and he goes up to a stranger and he goes, admit it, you're God, you're the God account, like and acting weird that
like
she needs more context.
Sure.
Yeah, and being like, what do you mean? Yeah, exactly. I don't know, that always bothers
very
me
aggressive.
Yeah, it was a very safe version of New York City where men yelling at you is a nice polite invitation to have a nice conversation.
Keep engaging with him. Yeah, and
she's the root,
get to the root of it.
Yeah, that's right. I do like how him and his sister too do both roast her for saying this.
I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm religious, but yeah, I am spiritual. Oh boy, here we go.
Spiritual. You mean the biggest cop-out in all of religion?
What?
Well, you can't have one foot in the eternal plane and the other in the I'm cool category. It doesn't work like that. You either believe or you don't.
Or you recognize that there's something greater at work here. I don't know, some grand design connecting us all. Otherwise, life just seems kind of pointless.
Josh, I'm just kidding.
Hey,
Josh, you need to listen one more time?
Yeah, you
spiritual.
Want us to play us that again?
I'm the guy who goes like, thanks for listening to my podcast. I'm an atheist. There's no God.
Have a good day. There is no God.
Thanks for that coffee. There's no God.
Achoo, God bless you. No, he doesn't.
But that's like them getting into this conversation about like faith and the idea of faith that could be really cool if they like.
Yeah, but I think they're trying to like not go too far into this becoming like a Christian show. Like I can tell there was just elements where I was like, oh, this is definitely not a Christian show. Like his friend like sleeps with that girl on the first date and it's not like shameful or anything. It's fine.
But they point out that it's that their parents are like religious.
Yeah, so like, yeah. So like you see that religion is an element here, but it's not like, like no one's going to feel alienated, I guess, by this show.
It definitely, it feels like a relic from a much older time in television where you're kind of broadcasting to a very older faith-based demographic. Like it feels like Touched by an Angel stuff.
Or people, yeah, who have all been like raised with faith but aren't like adamant, so adamant about it that they only watch Christian media anyway.
You know? But people who might say raise objection to living biblically. Also on CBS. All these shows were on CBS. Touched by an Angel was CBS
too.
Yeah, it's
interesting.
So there's always been this kind of faith-based lane that they've operated in. Touched by an Angel, right. Joan of Arcadia, and now God Friended Me.
Yeah.
Which is very undeniably pro-God. It's such a pro-Christianity faith show, right? I mean, yeah, it's pro-faith, not
yeah, no, I think you're right. Well, yeah, and like, there's stuff in there, too, where I'm like, this is pro-faith, because no one in a normal show is like, I thought I had it all figured out. And then, oh, I bet he doesn't, you know? And like, it's always because he is an atheist or he, and it's weird because like, people who aren't faithful or something are portrayed always as like, bitter. And like something bad happened to them, and so that's why they're like they're so into logic now, or something like that. You know,
that's why
being like it doesn't really make sense for them, and that's okay. You know,
the protagonist for the show has the same motivation as the antagonist.
Yeah, whereas the faithful people, or even the spiritual people, are like way more balanced and like cool, and you know, in touch with their feelings and their reality in some way. You know,
did you like when his father, the Reverend Joe Morton, an impression of some of our Christian friends that have listened to this show?
I know you think you're helping people, but you're not.
That's not true.
Name one person. One person whose life you've changed.
It's a podcast, Dad. I don't have to see the person to know that I'm making a difference.
You are taking away people's hope.
And you're lying to them.
Mom.
I send this to all my friends and family that disagree with my life choices.
No, my mom loves this show. It's great.
I do think the show should be about the father and son.
That's like, an interesting,
they should be
dynamic.
The pair.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Like, what if they had to team up rather than him and the cute girl?
Stranger
and BuzzFeed
with no, like,
but who seems like game for any of it? I guess.
Yeah,
because she's a journalist.
She's spiritual and she doesn't know her mom, which is dramatic, I guess. But it doesn't seem to be at all. Like, he's got this very specific. My dad's a preacher, and I don't believe in God. Like, sure.
And that's a classic team up, more so than, I guess
this is
kind of.
But you gotta, like, want them to hook up, though.
It's kind of like Castle, though, because on Castle, wasn't Mr. Castle the writer, Nathan Fillion?
He wrote,
and then he teamed up with the cop. So it's like, she's the castle in this. Mm-hmm. Again, network stuff I haven't watched, but it's kind of a tried and true format.
Yeah,
then.
I guess.
But
the payoff if he made out with his dad like would not be as good as if he makes out.
Well,
with
arguably,
I don't know. Joe Morton still—he can still get it.
Stirring game of chess.
Oh yeah, at the end when
they
play,
reconcile at the end
immediately.
Like,
where do they go
episode.
From here?
Yeah, yeah, I know what's going to happen.
I think the most surprising thing about this episode is the fact that Sufjan Stevens licensed a song for it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know that.
That was... So you're going from...
There's a lot of licensing.
Friggin' Call Me By Your Name to God Friended Me?
Yeah.
For your music? But yeah.
Oh, by the way, to answer your question before you came in, I think they do mention Facebook, and I was reading somewhere that, like, Facebook allowed it, but they were like, kind of restricting, like, don't talk about what Facebook is like. Like, you can just have it there, you know, like part of the, but don't like go into like what Facebook work, how it works or something like that.
I made my way through this wasteland of racist uncles and strange moms to find that God Friended Me. Eighth grade said it best. No one's on Facebook anymore. Which Elsie, said, Bo Burnham said Elsie Fisher had to tell him that.
Oh, really?
Because he doesn't do any of that stuff.
So he just wasn't even plugged in.
Yeah,
at all.
Okay. But that's why they were DMing on Instagram. It seemed way more authentic and
experienced. I mean, I gotta be real here. I'm still on Facebook, but also it's because it's part of my job. So
do we all want to delete our Facebooks? You
kind
don't.
Of. I think about that a lot. It never like, I'm never like happier. after going on Facebook.
Yeah, but I think there's some positive things. Like today I joined a Facebook group for people who like fat cats. And that's like kind of fun, but I'm not on it enough for that to like have a positive or negative effect on my life.
See, but that seems like it's all the same ownership, I guess. But that seems like a prime Instagram account to me.
Yeah, yeah. Fat which cats. Maybe I should have just done that.
youporn.com/fatcats.html.
Those are the big
it's just them like playing with cat toys.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice. but I like the discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, but yeah.
She needs a doctor.
I am a doctor.
Guys,
poor sweet John
guys,
Dove.
Watch the show. Watch
honestly,
the pilot
though,
episode.
Like, if you're a doctor, do you not tell people you're a doctor all the time? I mean, I don't think there's any other option.
Also, I don't understand how the human body works on a medical level, but mm-hmm. if you get hit by a car, do you need CPR?
No, I think that's just something for doctor. Unfortunately.
Just like to show off.
That's very sad. Yeah, but anyway, she has such a bad confrontation with her mother that Miles helps reunite her with. Again, very Joan of Arcadia, because she's just going around doing good deeds and stuff.
Yeah, but they reunite again in the first episode.
Oh yeah, she comes back
so
to the hospital.
I watched like the first half of the second episode
same.
Too. Oh,
same.
You did? Yeah.
Where and does it go?
It kind of sets it up like I think the episodes are just like God's gonna send them on little missions every time. So he's gonna like suggest something or like have them like a certain thing.
Mission Ingoddable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds very Captain Planet-esque.
And I remember from the next episode. He does meet with Sirius and they say, hey, drop the God friended me bullshit. You know, the most interesting thing that's currently happening in your life to
right,
do with
and
faith.
That would like make more honest podcasting. And, don't do that.
Yeah, and that guy was written like a Pureflix villain too. Like
exactly.
We want to cater to a secular atheist world. Yeah. We're cool atheists, man. It was
yeah.
like,
it's like, no, of course they would want you to talk about like a conflict you're having in your life.
Yeah, with what's his name from better. Office Space, unfortunately.
Yeah. So and then when he falls to the lure of money at Sirius and the incredible Sirius career you could have.
Mm-hmm.
God's profile picture changes to a lightning bolt.
Oh,
and then
no.
it starts raining.
And then it starts raining, and then it's like, ooh, God's mad.
And that's the Lord.
It's kind of fun. But then I got over it. I was like, well, I don't have to watch this, so.
I want to ask about the following.
Just admiring your skills. What, did you write an article about picking locks or something?
That was more of a PSA on how easy it is to break into your own house. Went viral in like 15 minutes.
Hmm.
So,
a significant relationship development
What's
in
the
episode where he like takes notice of her being good at breaking into houses.
Yeah, do you guys get off like when girls are like,
I get off when girls
stealing.
Go viral. That's the only time I get off.
Are you viral? So, are you viral? Bye.
When Scarlett took a tumble, I was like, that's my girl. She went viral, baby.
That's my girl.
Oh, anything else we want to cover in this episode?
I'd say like it was a pleasant show, and I think there were some positive aspects. Like I loved how diverse the cast was, and I liked his buddy at the work. I thought that was interesting.
Oh yeah, we barely talked about his buddy at the work, the hacker man.
Yeah, which they work for some kind of call center for like credit card debt, I think.
Mm-hmm. And he starts,
but it
like,
looks amazing in there and like fun and beautiful.
It looks like
a startup.
Yeah, like a Google. Yeah, U Face or something. But he does start pouring his soul out to one of the callers. When she's like, do you feel like you're good at anything? He's like, well, I don't know. Lately, I've been yeah. really doubting myself.
Yeah, he's
kind of
cute.
Blah, blah, blah.
He's fun.
And again, that's almost an interesting thing that then they don't really do anything
yeah.
with. But
yeah.
anyway, yeah, let's get to our final thoughts about God friended me.
Sure.
The way this works, Josh, is we're going to give it a thumbs up or a thumbs down in the form of a holy toast or a holy roast. Holy toast, we're sending God friended me the mayor 2.0. All the way to heaven, baby. Heaven bound. Or holy roast. It's going to be like Miles' apartment. We're going to send him to hell.
Is that what that moment's supposed to be? He wakes up and it's really hot, like hell?
Yeah, that's what
that's
I was
what
thinking.
I thought, too.
I was like, gee whiz.
Like he's supposed to feel... maybe that's our our judgment-filled
yeah.
brains.
The capriciousness of God.
We'll start with you.
I just thought it was going to be so much cornier than it was, and it was corny, but just from the title alone and the poster, I was just ready for like multiple eye rolls, and there were a handful. But again, it was like there was some good parts of this. Like it's a it's a diverse cast. It's kind of interesting. And Brandon Michael Hall is really good. I feel like he's a fun guy and like a good anchor for the show. And you do believe like his troubles and his, and I believe like he would be a very successful podcaster. Like he's charismatic and interesting and, you know, cooler than me.
If they haven't launched a podcast tie-in that's just like 10 minutes of him in character ranting, then they marketing goofed up. They goofed.
And then the other interesting thing too is like I was looking at their social media accounts and like they have a Twitter, and then on the other day on Spirit Day, which is like LGBTQ awareness, I think they were like, we support all expressions of sexuality, like here's our cast, and they're like thumbs up. That was like, oh, that's like a bold move, yeah, you know, to make for the show that maybe is trying to get to a faith-based crowd that maybe isn't used to that. So I feel like there are elements of the show where I was like, hey, I appreciate that you were kind of pushing the boundary a little bit on like a faith-based show. And the premise is like almost pretty good. But it was a little boring for me. So I think I'm going to give it a space between.
Oh, yeah. I didn't tell you, Josh. If you don't want to send it to either Purgatory a la Catholicism, you can send it to
the space between.
If you want to. Should have listed that. So Caroline gives it a space between.
Josh, I'm going with a hard roast.
Hard roast.
On this one. I think maybe there's a version of the show that could be really cool. That's like about, you know, like the intersection between people who believe and people who don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I guess probably the same like Venn diagram that likes this podcast.
Yeah, probably.
You know, but like that's like, hey, let's have this like comfortable space to talk about how like religion's this kind of unspoken thing that we all have drastically different views on. And, you know, let's reflect and, you know, communicate. But instead, it's just this very bizarre world where millennials are this strange idea. I think it, you know, is written by very old people who have never been to Trader Joe's.
All we eat is hummus and go to exercising classes.
Can I read you, by the way, that headline where it says, when getting hit by a car is the best thing that happened to you? The headlines right beneath it were, how immigrant youth are changing the activism game. Cryptocurrency regulator found dead at home. And we need to start talking about postpartum depression.
Oh my gosh. Wow. That's fascinating. Yeah. That's kind of like me in a nutshell, though.
Three moods for me.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, just real quick, how her editor is like, great job of this article. You know, the one where you got hit by a car and met your mom.
Oh, yeah. When she said that, she was like, I'll want more of that. And I was like, she wants me to get hit by a bus next time? Like, goodness.
Keep it up.
Kara has to keep raising the stakes. She puts herself in front of a plane.
She starts breaking her own legs at home.
Pretty good 1,000 words. Yeah.
Again, you're pumping out great stuff.
Oh, man. So anyway.
But yeah, I'm going to pass on the rest of the season.
A holy roast. Passing on the rest of the season. Well, I guess we should announce it now, Caroline. We're turning this podcast into an exclusively God Potted Me podcast. Yeah. Would you? We would have Miles on as a guest. He'd be a good guest.
Oh, I would love that. That'd be so interesting.
Yes. I agree with Josh in that it's a really loaded, interesting premise that should be called God DM'd Me, not God Friended Me.
God slid.
God slid in.
God liked me.
God finally.
God loves
Field.
All of us, but God liked me.
That's a tagline. But I think when I get most bummed out by shows is when the premise is so good. And then the execution is like, that's what we're doing with it. Like, yeah. Even that that show Rise on NBC with what's his face from, it was only on for one season. It starred Moana, Ollie Kravlaho or whatever her name is.
Oh.
And I'm totally butchered her name. And Josh Radner from How I Met Your Mother. It was like Friday Night Lights, but for musical theater stuff. And the execution was just not very good. And so I get bummed out when it's like, it's all here and all the pieces are here.
Yeah.
But instead of like, kind of like what, and maybe they will in the next seasons or so, but instead of making the core dynamic father-son and this like really interesting debate about that, where maybe the dad drifts into atheism or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like, let's go on some, it's a real refillable bucket procedural.
My adventure with my fun friends.
Yeah. God adventures.
You get a new mission from God yet? Like, are they each week just waiting around?
I guess. Phone? Well, I think he gets
the Bible is really like a thread if you think about it.
And on the first day, part one of 9,000.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only tweet that he then deleted. And then he was retweeted from the grave.
On the third day.
Oh, on the third
day. He RD'd again.
Jesus was canceled and then he got rebooted. I'm giving this a holy roast. Holy roast, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I'm giving this holy roast to a TV show full of really talented people on a network, and they're all making really good money.
Doing their best.
And they're doing great. All the actors are good.
You said story. Yeah. I would say like give this pilot a watch with some friends. It might be fun.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Totally. But anyway, here I am on my high horse. And listen.
And Sirius, if you're listening, please email us.
Remember, anytime I criticize something on the show, I will take it. It's not from a lack of security. I'm the most secure person. And it's from this overabundance of security that I pick apart really talented, successful people and say, nah, not good enough. But we're not the final word on this. You're the final word. So go to @ChristianFunPod on Twitter. Give it a roast. Give it a toast. Give it a space between. But get out there and
Pokemon go to the polls.
And Pokemon go to the polls for the midterms this year.
Get out to those polling booths, y'all.
Do it. And we'll be right back with more good Christian fun.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome back to Good Christian Fun. Friends, it's time for a segment we've done a couple of times on the show before. It's time for a segment we call he's actually a Christian.
Yeah.
He's actually a Christian.
I'm not ashamed to let you know.
He's a Christian. So the way this works, this is referring, of course, to Christian Thirst, in which the Christian community will claim a celebrity as soon as they say something even kind of vaguely
a
religious
or
spiritual.
Christianity. It's like, hell yeah, see?
Shia LaBeouf's one
cool
of
people
us.
Can be.
Mm-hmm. So
it's not just Ann Coulter.
Oh gosh, is she a Christian?
Actually, that may not be right. I don't think she is.
Good grief!
It doesn't matter.
She's such a troll. By the way, I started listening to Slow Burn because of your recommendation.
Yeah, do you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was really, really well done.
Yeah.
Well, I'll lift that up now. But anyway, the way this will work is I'm going to name a celebrity, and I'm going to ask both of you whether you think that this person is a Christian or not.
Awesome.
Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the first celeb on our list is kind of a gimme. Chris Pratt. Is Chris Pratt a Christian?
Christian, for sure.
Yeah, might as well call him Christian Pratt.
Christian Pratt. He's actually a Christian. You're right, guys. Here's a speech that got passed around a lot.
Oh yeah, I
after
never
he made it this year at the MTV VMAs. I'm gonna play kind of a longer excerpt than usual because I think part of it will speak to a Christian audience, part of it will speak specifically to Caroline, and then to a Christian audience again.
Number six, God is real. God loves you. God wants the best for you. Believe that.
Okay.
I do. Number seven.
Like bro evangelism.
If you have to poop at a party, but you're embarrassed because you're going to stink up the bathroom, just do what I do. Lock the door. Sit down. Get all the pee out first. Okay? And then once all the pee's done, poop, flush. Boom. You minimize the amount of time that the poop is touching the air. Because if you poop first, it takes you longer to pee, and then you're peeing on top of it, stirring it up. The poop particles create a cloud, goes down, and everyone at the party will know that you pooped. Just trust me, it's science.
Heard that rule, flush immediately.
Learn to pray.
It's easy. That's the sandwich he's making?
That's the sandwich.
Little shit sandwich.
Nobody is perfect. People are going to tell you you're perfect just the way you are. You're not.
Whoa.
Pratty pants.
So this is...
You cute, but...
I think this speech was made, and whether the TV was on or not, every kind of... every youth pastor's antenna in America went up, like, the hunkiest leading Marvel man's talking about poop and pee and Jesus.
Yeah, that's so
at
true.
The same time. I can show this clip on a loop forever.
Take a break and set this on as the sermon tonight? Sweet.
I'm bored. Watch this 20 times.
You guys think Star-Lord's cool? Well, he has a certain lord
the
he
lord.
Thinks about too.
Lord
yeah.
of the lord who made
yeah, another
the
lord in the stars.
Ah, Josh would crush at our cool youth pastor game.
That's
oh, give
right.
me a backwards chair any day.
Yeah, so also I found that part at the end, like, you're not perfect, like, that's a little there's
it's classic a, like hate yourself.
I don't want to spread any rumors, but there's quite a few rumors that he's like secretly kind of MAGA, like,
oh,
not overtly, but yeah. And when you put it all together, it's possible.
It checks
I'm not
out.
Saying it's for real.
That would ruin Everwood for me.
Don't tell me.
Second celeb up. Denzel Washington. Is Denzel Washington a Christian?
I feel like he's like an Oprah kind of Christian a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I could see him professing spiritual things.
Okay.
Like close to Jesus.
Gotcha. And Oprah said explicitly that she's a Christian.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In a former round of this game.
But then she's like kind of, she's got a lot of stuff going
Acts
on.
Something.
I'll just make a bold move and say yeah.
I have no idea. Yes. I'm going to say no. Just say no.
Okay. Mix it up.
Do you want to put money on it?
Yeah, let's...
No, because gambling's a sin.
Okay.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you for saying the good example.
I wanted to have good Christian fun today.
Tonight, you're showing us Christ better than we're showing him to you. He's actually a Christian.
Yeah.
This is an interview of him talking about his faith on TBN while promoting the movie Roman J. Israel Esquire, which...
Oh, also, yeah, because he was in, what was that movie?
The Book of Eli?
Book of Eli, where it turns out the book is the Bible.
That's right.
Oh,
faith without works
cute.
Is nothing. So not everybody has to be an activist. Mm-hmm. A woman prophesied years and years ago that I would travel the world and preach to millions of people. And I remember, you know, and I have traveled the world, and I don't know if I'm a preacher, but through my work I've spoken. And now I try to speak more in public,
Definitely.
But... I asked my pastor, I said, well, does that mean I'm supposed to be a preacher? He says, well, no, you already have a pulpit. So he didn't say stay in your lane, but you know, try to be an agent for good. You know, for that's what I'm all about now. I'm in the service business.
The service business. Okay.
Wow.
I'm serving some John Q. I'm serving some Man on Fire.
I'm serving some two guns.
Serving myself some pudding from my mansion fridge that I have. Like, okay.
He's in the service business.
That's great.
Yeah. So he's a Christian.
Good for him.
Here's a trickier one. Avril Lavigne. Is Avril Lavigne a Christian?
So this one I know. Well, let me tell you. You decide first.
Gonna guess no.
Okay.
Josh says no. Caroline, what do you say?
I know that she just recently came out with a worship song.
She's actually a Christian. Her newest song is a song that talks about her battle with Lyme disease, and it's essentially a worship song. Here's a clip of it.
God, keep my head above water, don't let me drown.
Very Hillsong United.
Wait, are we sure she's saying God keep my head above water and not goth keep my head above water?
Oh, yeah.
Because...
Are you kidding me? So pull me up from down below. Listen to that melody. Brooke Frazier could break off a piece of that and do very well at the next Hillsong United conference.
They will play it.
Like, yeah, so it's God keep my head above water. And she was raised in the Christian church.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and if you listen to, I think it's her second album, there is a song called Not Right Now, or it's something kind of pro, it's kind of a pro-abstinence song.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
Not right now.
Yeah. Well, and there's
it's not called Not Right Now. I don't know what it's called. But it's about a guy who's
later. Yet. Stop right there.
No, it's...
Wait till my mom's asleep.
Oh my gosh. It's called Wait Till My Mom's Asleep.
Wait Till Prom
asleep.
Night.
Oh, it's called Don't Tell Me. Not Right Now. Oh. But it's a song that's not explicitly about God, but it's like about a man assuming sex. And she's like, no, I don't want to have sex. It's kind of like an interesting pre-Me Too era, because it was like 2004 or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's about like, oh, you want sex and I might be down, but not like this. And your approach is totally wrong. But it's interesting... some of the strains of like just kind of traditional morality there in some of her songs between like fucking skaters or whatever.
Skaters.
But yeah, exactly.
Wow. I loved that first Avril CD. I listened to it all
my
the time.
My dad loves Skater Boy.
That was the number
one of his favorite songs.
Number one CD of 2002.
I was listening to that and like Nelly Furtado a lot. That was the only like contemporary stuff I was into.
There's that verse in Skater Boy where it's like I was on his skateboard and turned around but saw two pairs of.
That was a real. That was a. Really, she only did that live, famously, but that was a really good verse.
In the half pipe.
Yeah,
it's about her skateboarding through sand.
Amazing.
All right, next one. Also, kind of a tricky one. Adele.
Oh, I'm gonna say no.
Adele's a no.
Say no, because we're due for a no.
Maybe. Right. She is British, and they're famously a little more. Europe is a little more de-churched. Than America is, but she's actually a Christian. Take a closer listen to this song.
Baby, I have no story to be told, but I've heard one on you, and I'm gonna make your head burn. Now that you saved me, I think that you gave me a song of revival. I put it on vinyl. Rise up.
All right.
Very funny, Kevin. Last week we did an artist.
Oh, that's the Adele light.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you're if you're wondering if there is a Lauren Daigle hive that will come after you.
Have you been attacked? Have we been attacked?
Have you been Daigle?
I missed this. Yeah, Daigle crew showed up.
No, we have not been attacked.
Oh, good.
I would just say that there's a lot more Daigle fans out there than I imagined.
What happened to you? Oh, you're just saying, like, you just surveyed the landscape, and you're like, oh, there's a lot of fans.
Kevin,
here.
How'd you get that black eye?
We got some tweets that were, no, come on, no. But we got some tweets and DMs that were like, this is unfair, she's not actually racist.
Oh, interesting.
Stop dividing us with cultural appropriation claims. Anyway, all fair and valid, part of the conversation. But I guess I just was not expecting a lot of pushback on our Daigle takes.
I mean,
takes.
She is, like, she's a huge artist, you know? She's, like, she's beloved.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I'm getting a Google alert right now. It says Lauren Daigle starring in the PureFlix version of The Jazz Singer.
Fascinating that for this bit, you actually pulled out your phone.
You did. Yeah, that was for us.
For the listener.
That was a little performance for us.
I love jazz. Wait, I sent an interview to Caroline, a little Billboard profile they put on Daigle after we recorded. And she said that when she started recording her first album, she's like, it's all right, but I'm craving some jazz. That's a real quote.
I love that.
From the profile. Okay. Anyway.
She's that's a Daigle jazz. Bite?
It's a Daigle bite.
A Daigle bite. Hey. That's probably what her fans are called.
Daigle in the morning, Daigle in the evening, Daigle at supper time. When Daigle's...
On a bagel?
You can have Daigle anytime. Next one. Camila Cabello. Is she a Christian?
Interesting. Okay.
I'm pronouncing it right, right?
Camila
Cabello? Camila Cabello?
I don't know.
Sorry, guys. She a Christian?
Yes.
You say yes?
I'm going no.
Josh is going no. She's actually a Christian.
Suck it, you little contrarian.
Take a listen.
Whoa, this just got real.
Take a listen to this direct quote.
Hosanna, Hosanna. All of my heart is crying. Hosanna, Hosanna. He's coming back soon. We need him more than ever.
Who did that again?
That was, you know what? That wasn't us. That was a woman named Becca Shea that does kind of songs like this sometimes on her YouTube and Facebook.
She just
page.
Like rewrites pop songs.
She's like a weird owl of.
Yeah. Yeah. She's kind of encroaching on our turf. But yeah, that's she has a few that's like, what if this was a Christian song? She did one for.
It's cute.
The Middle. She did one for a couple other songs. Hmm. And finally, Mike Myers.
Mike Myers,
Canadian Mike Myers. Yeah,
I don't know why I'm referring to him.
Comedian Canadian.
Where?
Well, God's not real in Canada. Yeah.
Austin Powers.
Also, the Love Guru.
The Love Guru. No, that was my next.
Yeah,
one.
Way
the
to
Love Guru.
The Gong Show guy.
I don't want to put him in a box.
Is he still doing that?
I don't know.
Why did he do that?
Oh yeah.
Look, I'm going no. I mean, that's my hunch. That.
Mike Myers, Christian.
I'm gonna say no. Yeah.
No, he's actually a Christian. In a recent interview...
Is your clip going to be like, get in my savior?
No. No.
Get in my paradise.
God, baby.
No, when asked in a recent interview if he is a Christian, he said...
Yeah, baby.
Damn it. I called
it. You called
it.
That. No.
You went too fast.
Sorry.
Oh, and this has been...
I trampled on your green Mike Myers bit. My bad.
Thanks for playing. He's actually a Christian.
He's actually a Christian.
Yeah, baby, Jesus.
Baby. Oh, I should have said that. Damn it. Well, you can do it next time.
Okay.
You can prepare this segment next time
all
you want.
Sorry, I didn't prepare anything.
No, no, you prepared your heart for what's next.
That's right.
Which is this really emotional. Oh, Josh knows. Josh knows what's up. He's doing the motions. He's the first guest we've had to do the motions before I've even said what we're going to do, which is quiet our hearts, quiet ourselves. I don't know if you have these particular synth pads in your Catholic cathedrals, but it's how we do things on our side of the tracks. It's just...
No, now I get it.
It's just
now
like kind of a bald guy playing a keyboard. Josh, we're not here to promote ourselves and our projects like the rise of TMNT. We're here to lift them up to the Lord and to our listeners as a humble and loving sacrifice. So we start first with Caroline.
I would like to lift up myself at Caroline's Farts on Twitter and Instagram. You can do the same. Friend me. Oh, gosh. Whoa. I'm a little scamp. And I'll...
A little scamp is a change for this household.
Hey. I'll lift up something I enjoyed this weekend. I watched The Romanoffs on Amazon Prime. It was fun. It's a good little show, a lot of glamour.
I feel like that's not as buzzy as drama. Other stuff. That's I'm
no,
glad
it's,
you liked
and I
it.
Understand why yeah. not, but I like it. It was it's like each episode's a little movie about one character isolated from the Romanoff line.
It's an anthology series from Matt Weiner, who made Mad Men, and yeah, it's all disconnected. I'm describing it. What are you rolling your eyes at me talking about?
Oh,
your lift
directed
up?
By the guy who did like Bing Bong Boo Bop. Like, who cares?
You can't say Bing Bong Boo Bop.
Or just guy is Bing Bong Boo Bop?
Yeah, it's Bing Bong. Bing Bong from Inside Out directed all the episodes. How dare you?
Oh, no.
I'm giving context for the one. Who
Thank
cares?
You. Thank you, Kevin.
Life's pointless.
It's fun. Have a watch if you want a new show.
New show. Josh, we turn it to you.
Wow, okay.
So I won't describe anything that you're talking about.
Wow, it just feels like this is really about you and your frustration with...
Our hostility with each other.
I just wanted this to be
yeah,
like
kind of
we
out.
Have
more
kind of
positive
hospice
space.
Hospitality.
That's why we're praying.
Hospitality.
Hospitality.
You can find me on Twitter, at Josh Riley Brown, R-I-L-E-Y, Brown the color. I just watched all of Barry.
Love loved Barry. Barry. Mm. Barry's great.
HBO's Barry.
Yeah.
Directed by
Bill Hader.
Bill Hader. Yeah. Barry himself.
Bill
the
Hader
guy from,
of
Barry.
Saturday Night Live.
And
Verizon. Do this.
Or Sprint, whatever it was.
That's great.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time, Joshua. You can lift me up at Kevin T. Porter. I'll lift up The Hate U Give, the movie based on the book.
Oh, okay.
That's all I'll say about it. I won't go into further detail about who did what on it.
Oh, please connect me to the 6 degrees so of exactly. writers and directors. Like, who gives a shit?
Who gives a shit?
I'm kidding. No, it's interesting sometimes. Like
the writer gives a shit. I would say the dad in, I'll just say this. The dad in that movie is so good that it almost made me want to be a dad.
Okay.
He's so great. Just for that character alone. Like, parts of it are like, it's 2:15 and you start to feel it at the end, but it's a pretty incredible movie.
Oh, great.
Oh, my favorite quote from it, Amanda Steinberg, who stars in it, said, this is awesome. I've never seen so many white people cry. Like people watch the movie. So The Hate U Give, you can watch that in theaters now, and you can lift us up at Christian Fun Pod on Twitter and Instagram, and go to Facebook and follow us. Friend us on Facebook. Hey, God friended me, but you friend us.
That's
on
right.
Facebook. And leave us a review on iTunes/Apple Podcasts. Every review you leave, we donate $1 to charity. This month's charity for the last time, or no, for the second to last time, is Rain. And then you can follow our Good Christian Fun Spotify playlist. And for a second weekly dose of Good Christian Fun, go to patreon.com/goodchristianfun for second service. We've had a lot of fun on there recently. Got a few coming up. I'll blow your little buttholes off, if that's not too big of a promise.
Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
No.
This is the last time.
Chris Pratt's rules only apply for so long to you.
You're not perfect.
You're not perfect. Goodbye.
I don't think that'll work, by the way. The poo-poo pee-pee stuff?
Yeah, but so many people got saved that night.
You're right. It was worth the mistruth. Josh, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. Thank you for
friending
us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being
what
here.
What a fun time.
Yes.
And all of Pod's people said,
Amen.
This feels blasphemous.
Yeah. How dare you? Let's go out
feels guilty.
With everyone's favorite new worship song, My Head Above Gotta Water. You gotta go and make things so complicated. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, hey y'all, it's me, Amy Grant. Okay, Amy had a rough night last night. She gonna make it real brief, real quick. Don't need to dilly-dally, pilly-pally with all this bullshit. Just get to the GD point, right? Sorry, Amy's not doing so good today. But anyway, next week on GCF, Kevin and Caroline are gonna watch A Thief in the Night. Oh, that's spooky. That's a spooky thing. I wanted them to do spooky thing. And they're doing it for Halloween, because, yeah, next week it'll be 10/31. All the ghouls and goblins and spookies will be out. That'll be fun. So you can watch A Thief in the Night. I think it's streaming on Amazon Prime. Oh, me and Vince, we love getting on the Amazon Prime. We've been catching up on Transparent. Oh, we just think that Jeffrey Tambor's so funny. We don't really keep up with the news, but we like him in that show. Yeah, so you can watch A Thief in the Night there. Or actually, Kevin and Caroline actually did it as a Heaven is for Reals on their Patreon, on the GCF Second Service Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/goodchristianfun, you can watch it with their audio commentary over it. Maybe it'll be what you need to get through it, because it is spooky. It's a scary one. So be forewarned. Amy warned you. So don't come pissing to me if you get too scared. Sorry. Again, Amy had a real fun time last night, real rough morning this morning. So I'll let you go. Amy, motherfucking Grant, over and out.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.